Philippine Interior Secretary Ronaldo Puno says the government is considering pulling back police and civilian defense forces from the area in an attempt to save the lives of the Red Cross hostages. Puno says the Marines have already returned to barracks. But he insists that the government is not bowing to the demands of the Abu Sayyaf for a wider pullout from the southern island of Jolo, because it would be tantamount to surrendering the population there into the hands of the Islamic extremist group. The Abu Sayyaf kidnapped 3 Red Cross workers, a Filipino, an Italian, and a Swiss, in January, while they were inspecting a prison water project in the area. Clashes erupted between the military and the rebels last week, reportedly wounding the group's leader. He threatened to behead one hostage if the government fails to withdraw from the area by Tuesday. Puno's announcement came after the International Committee of the Red Cross appealed to the government to consider the rebels' demand. Anastasia Iyuk, spokeswoman for the ICRC in Manila, says the group asked the government to refrain from further military operations in the area.
We reiterate our call to the Philippine authorities to do everything in their power to save the lives of the hostages. And in the interest of our staff, we ask the authorities to consider the kidnappers' demands to reposition the troops.
The Red Cross workers are the latest kidnapped victims of the Abu Sayyaf, a group that claims to be fighting for a separate Islamic State in the southern Philippines, but has earned notoriety for its kidnap for ransom activities and beheadings. In 2001, the group kidnapped 3 Americans, including a Christian missionary couple. One was beheaded. One of the missionaries was rescued by U.S.-trained Filipino soldiers, but her husband was killed during the military operation. Heather Barron for VOA News, Bangkok.